Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Jay, I got wrinkles in my forehead.
Yeah.
Wrinkles?
I might have to get that Botox.
Removed. Oh, don't.
I think I'm getting them removed.
Okay.
Man.
So the Taylor Swift did the remake. Now, I should remember this. I should have remembered this group. Key, tell me if you remember this name. Bananarama was the name of the group. I remember that. Bananarama.
Right. We're talking about my surgery that I'm working on.
You're getting surgery, huh?
I'm thinking of pulling my face back. You think, yeah, procedure.
Procedure, yeah.
Or procedure. Yeah, I'm going to get it.
Outpatient
procedure. What if I showed up like that, though, Jay?
Yeah. Face just didn't move.
My face didn't move.
We see a lot of those, Key. We see a lot of those in the streets, you know?
You look up and you be like, damn, Key look different. I seen somebody yesterday, man.
Does not change at all.
Ooh, man, I seen somebody yesterday. I was like, wait a minute. They didn't look like that a week ago.
L.A., you see it a lot, too.
I see it everywhere, man. You know y'all lips did not look like that.
But,
what are we
L.A.,
doing?
A lot. Like the grandparents sitting there with the kid, and they're like 80, and you're like, come on, man. Who are you fooling?
I don't know, I guess. I wish I, you know, I watched some of those shows, too. Man, some of that stuff.
You know who else had a procedure?
Max, you got Kellerman, man? Mm-hmm.
You know who else had a procedure? Zach Wilson. And he's likely, and he's likely
We're
out.
Like 3 minutes into the.
What?
Until week four. No Zach Wilson until week four, guys.
Yeah, it's interesting because I was, as we were talking to Greeny a couple segments ago, I was sitting there and I was thinking, he'll be out 4 weeks of regular games, but when does he actually get back on the field? See, that's the thing that people got to understand. Just because you're out 4 games, when are you actually stepping on the field to take practice reps, to start to rehab, to start to do those sort of things? And if you rush back too soon, you can either re-injure it, set yourself back, get swelling, anything like that. So they say 4 weeks today. It might be even longer as time goes on.
So here's what I'm really curious about with Zach Wilson after, you know, Key bringing up that point about when is that timetable for him coming back. So obviously Joe Douglas had a good draft, right? You got some critical pieces that are
seem that way,
that are a part of your foundation for moving forward. But even with the good equity that comes along with this past draft and some other moves he's made, he's inevitably tied to Zach Wilson and the success of Zach Wilson. And I think this is the biggest concern, Key, that I have for the Jets in trusting that they decided for a quarterback who knows, maybe he will turn out to be a very talented, accomplished quarterback, but the size and the frame and his history of now having this injury, how will that factor into his overall growth? And if you're seeing history repeat itself to a degree with Sam Darnold, and not saying maybe the talent seems like a little bit more that, you know, Zach has to work with more so than Sam, but I wonder about what that means long term for Joe Douglas and what that means for Robert Saleh.
Yeah, you know, they're all tied together to a degree. Yes. Saleh, Joe Douglas, Zach Wilson. I don't know, looking at Zach Wilson and just watching him, and I know everybody says, oh, he played well the second half of the season when he came back. Did he really? Or did he just...
Well, he was coming on for a rookie, Key, the stuff that you want to see in the second half,
Was he really doing what people wanted him to do, or was our eyes telling us that because we wanted our eyes to tell us
I
that?
I think he was doing what you like to see a rookie do, like make the right play, don't go crazy, you know, kind of like improving week over week. And let me be honest, I wasn't, you know, you think I'm watching Jets games wire to wire, I'm watching Giants games front to back. Right, I catch the Jets on you know, unless it's a primetime game and it's the Jets, right? I'm catching the Jets on Red Zone. You know, it's not a great team to watch. But our former producer Evan on this show is a huge Jets fan. He watches very closely and was very happy with the progress Zach Wilson was making in the second half of the season. I'll take his word for it. But I think it's a bigger question, Key. You draft a dude second overall, and already you're looking at him. Forget about the injuries for a second. Does he look like a superstar if he stays healthy?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't think so.
Right.
You know, usually when you select somebody at a high draft pick, whatever they want to call it, a lottery pick in football, you expect for And the injuries has played a part in it, but you expect for that guy to be something special in their first, second, third year, so to speak. Mm-hmm. First year, do a little something. Second year, really take a giant step from their first year. By the time they get to the third year, they ought to be kicking on the door of Pro Bowl status. And then from there, you move on. And they become your franchise guy. Justin Herbert-like, Joe Burrow-like, Lamar Jackson-like, right? That's what you look for when you take somebody that high.
Josh Allen's the perfect example of that. No good his first year, better his second year, good his third year. But Mahomes, it was his second year. But as soon as you saw Mahomes play, it was like, oh, same thing with Justin Herbert. Like, whoa, where'd that come from?
That's what you – when you take somebody that high, you want that to –
to pop,
right? You want that bam.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley in the backfield, yes. Right? His rookie year, second year, you're like, oh, my God, we got one. Oh, my God, he's going to be like this. I never have seen that with Zach Wilson.
Exactly.
And I ain't hating on Zach
Wilson. It looks different.
The reality of it.
It looked different in BYU when he had a big offensive line.
But it didn't look different to me.
Really?
Key, that goes back to my original point then, Key. What does that say about Joe Douglas?
Sometimes in situations when you're evaluating people, you fall in love. And you fall in love with them, and no matter what anybody tells you, you're going to make that decision and that choice. Even if people are like, you've already made your mind up. Great evaluators don't make their mind up at first sight. They kind of wait a little bit. And you say, well, did he make his mind up with Garrett Wilson? Maybe, maybe not. Maybe he waited. Maybe he listened a little bit longer. Maybe he evaluated differently. Maybe the Zach Wilson thing was more of a collective effort between him and Robert Saleh, who came over as a new head coach, said, hey, man, I really like this kid. You just don't know what went into the decision-making of drafting him over some of the other guys that were in his draft class.
So Zach Wilson was asked how frustrating, the injury is for him.
Yeah, it's frustrating, of course. I mean, you want to be healthy as much as possible. And, when the injury happened, I was pissed to myself, preseason game, all that kind of stuff, you got to be able to stay healthy. So it's frustrating, but, you got to do what you can.
All right, he's frustrated, and his ability to stay on the field is, best ability, availability. And then after that, what is your ability? His ability, as you said yesterday, Key, you summed it up the way I'm feeling about him. Maybe if he can stay healthy, he can be a nice little player. But that's not why you draft a guy second overall.
The little kills me every time with you two.
Nice little player.
Nice little player.
Well, when you're my size,
I'm not talking about his size or anything. I'm just talking about just – he's not going to be a big player. You know what a big player
is?
A big player is Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Right. Big players are Lamar Jackson, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Those are big players. He's a nice guy.
Kyler Murray, big player?
He could potentially be a big player. They paid him like he's going to be a big player.
Like one, yeah.
Tune into a football doubleheader Sunday as the Jets host the Ravens. Zach Wilson won't be playing, but Lamar Jackson will be. Will he have a contract? Followed by Packers at Vikings. Coverage begins at noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations.
The Bills are the Super Bowl betting favorites at about 6-1 across all sports books. Two major reasons for that. One, they have the highest power rating. So that means on a neutral field, they'd be favored over every other team, which is kind of evident on opening night. Buffalo laying 2.5 on the road against the defending champs. Two, they also theoretically have an easier path to the one seed and thus home field advantage in the playoffs. The next three AFC teams in terms of Super Bowl odds are all in the AFC West, Chiefs, Chargers, and Broncos. So the thought process is it will be very tough for any of those teams to finish with a better record than Buffalo.
Keyshawn, J. with LeMax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Listen to us on your smart speaker, say play ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Is this the year the Bills finally put it all together? It's funny because one of the reasons I think, guys, that so many people are high on the Bills, and they're very good, obviously, but is because, and it's strange because it doesn't usually work like this, but they fit the ideal Think of how seldom you actually see the ideal play out like this. They fit the ideal just right. They drafted a big, strong quarterback with a big arm who's mobile to play in the bad weather, right? He's very raw. Year over year, he gets better and better. They have the coach in place. They have the GM in place. The quarterback they draft progresses exactly as you would like to see him progress until he hits a very high height, and the defense is there and everything. So first they don't make the playoffs, then they make the, then it looks like they're knocking on the door. Almost, they almost knock off the Chiefs. It's like every year they're getting closer and closer, and so it feels like they've paid their dues and now is their time. The funny thing about the NFL is Cincinnati Bengals didn't go through any of that stuff. They drafted Joe Burrow. They drafted his receiver from college. And they were supposed to be years away. They were in the Super, they were one pass away from winning the Super Bowl. They just popped right up. So but I think the Bills are the kind of team that everyone wants to be good for that reason. They do it the way ideally it would be done. Key, is this the year they actually get it done?
You know, I don't know. Something makes me feel like it's not the year that they actually get it done. Because very seldom do you see a team go from A to Z, meaning it comes in with all the hype and the this and that, and then they finish the deal. I mean, when was the last time we saw that?
Maybe the Rams with Stafford. I mean, last year because, well.
But the Rams didn't come in.
Yeah, the question was, could he do it?
They were going to do it. To win it last year, was it Green Bay?
It was probably like Tampa or something like that. Green Bay maybe. But I don't think it was the Rams, even with Matthew Stafford, because – there was a lot of suspicion on what type of quarterback Matthew Stafford really was.
And then Tom Brady joined the Bucs, but that really Brady and Stafford, it was more about these teams need a quarterback to get them over the top. Now let's see this guy do it, as opposed to the Bills where it's step by step, just like everyone likes boxes checked, and now they kind of deserve it almost feels like, I think, to a lot of people. And that's one of the reasons they're so hyped.
And I think the Bills are a good football team, but they showed – a lot of cracks to me last year in situations where they were the better football team and got out-schemed and out-coached in some of their losses. I take, for instance, what happened to them against the New England Patriots in the snow at home. They got taken to the woodshed. They were out-coached, out-schemed, out-everything. Yes, they wind up smacking the Patriots later on in the season. But when you look at it, you say to yourself, that team's not supposed to lose to them. At home,
but Jay, the way that they did them.
But see, Keith, for me, like I like teams that show me a trajectory where there's maturation. There's an evolution of, okay, like people were questioning Josh Allen. People were wondering about the lack there of a running game. They proved that wrong. Were there some games where they got out-schemed? Yeah, but Sean McDermott seems to me that he's a guy that's going to be relentless, and they're going to keep coming. Even the way things ended for them last year, right, with the rules thing being changed, like it feels like there's extra motivation. Now, I know there's extra motivation for every team in the NFL, but I like the trajectory that this team has from where they came from to where they're going. Do I think they're going to win the Super Bowl this year? I would probably have them as my favorite. Like, I was coming off last year being a Bills fan. Like, I think their defense has gotten better.
You should still be a Bills fan.
Yeah, I am a Bills fan. Do I think they're going to win tonight? I don't know how it's going to play out first game on the road. I would like to see them win in a convincing nature, but I'm not going to put too much stock into one game just kicking off the season.
I'm going to put a lot of stock into
why?
It.
Okay,
because
why?
Because first,
why?
One, I need to see a signature win. You need to show me that you are worthy of the preseason hype, because this could ultimately affect your season, believe it or not. If you come in this fired up and this hyped and this and Bill fans and everybody, and then all of a sudden your bubble gets popped, you may never rebound at the level you think. You may only win the division and get knocked out of the playoffs.
I'm not a believer in that, man. Last year, Cincinnati lost to Chicago in the second week of the season.
Cincinnati didn't come into the season as the odds favorite to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you
Cincinnati
act like,
came in to the season but, hoping to win three games.
But I don't know, though, Key. Like, as a player, even when we were the odds favorite to win it my sophomore and junior year in college, we didn't talk about, oh, we're the odds on favorite. Oh, this is ours. Like, we never approached the game that way. Like,
Didn't approach it that way.
Yeah, but
y'all
Key,
didn't approach
Key,
it that on, way. Key. And I'm sure the Bills aren't approaching it that way. But the Bills certainly see, hear, feel, know what's happening. They're the only team on a Thursday night with the Rams in a national audience playing, and everybody's watching.
I can't think of a better matchup.
Everybody's watching.
Yeah.
You guys think of a better matchup for Week One than Rams Bills? Who are the candidates? Chiefs, Chargers, Saints.
I'm going to pull up the schedule now.
Raiders are playing the Chargers.
Right, no, right? But I'm saying, just give me a hypothetical matchup for Week One that could be better. To me, that's like the juiciest matchup you can get to start the season is the defending champs against the odds-on favorites this year with these two quarterbacks and the whole thing. Like, I can't think of a better matchup.
I think it's a great matchup. I mean, it's the best matchup. I would say if the Cardinals were fully healthy with D-Hop, Chiefs-Cardinals at Cardinals would be a really good game. Also, Bucks at Cowboys. Has a little bit of positive.
This is
Cowboys.
So much better than Bucks at Cowboys.
I agree with you.
I mean, the team that jumps to mind is the Chiefs for me because watch Patrick Mahomes do his thing. But then who would that be against? Tom Brady and the Bucks. I like this as the best matchup because it could be the first and last season of the game. It's possible. It's possible this is the first and last season of the game. Game of the season. Did I say season of the game of the season?
Season of the game?
Game of the first and last. In other words, this could be the Super Bowl. It could be.
It can't be the Super Bowl. They're both in the AFC.
Rams
Bills. Rams Bills.
Y'all got.
Because you're thinking about. He was thinking
game.
About.
I'm like, huh?
He was, no. So here's what it comes down for me, Key. And I don't know where you are with Josh Allen. I think he's a great quarterback. I think he's entering his prime now. I'm a big fan of his, in fact. But if I had to rank quarterbacks, he's maybe six for me, something like that. Maybe seven, six, five at the highest.
I rock with him, though. I like
him. Yeah, no doubt. But there are some guys I like a little bit more. Like, I like Mahomes a little
more. I don't know that I would take Joe Burrow over him.
I'd take Burrow over him.
I can't say that, man. I get that he won the national title. I get all that. Came back off of ACL, and the story is great. And he wears a mink coat and a chain, and he walks in. Everybody like.
Remember what
that.
He said when they asked him if the chain was real?
No, I don't know that I wouldn't take Josh Allen over him. No.
I think most people would take Allen over Burrow. I'm just not one of those people. Remember what they?
No,
what
it's fine. You don't have to. I'm just saying when you look at the quarterbacks and you stack them up, the one thing that I'm going to be watching for tonight, though, and I don't think a lot of people is even paying attention to this. I want to see what Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator, is doing. Because Brian Daboll is in New York with the Giants. And I really want to watch how Ken Dorsey calls the game, gets Josh Allen in and out of plays, gets him out of harm's way if the heat starts to come. That's going to be key. It really is.
That's a good point. Not enough people are talking about that. You lose your OC.
Well, they'll be talking about it after our show, I'm sure.
Jay, remember what Joe Burrow said when they asked him if his chain was real?
No.
He's like, making what I make, it better be real. It should be real.
Yeah, ask Shaq. None of Shaq's chains are real.
Yeah, you like that, huh, Max?
Because you know what it is, Key? We were talking about it earlier in the show. Some dudes, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Andrew Luck was this way, all different kinds of guys, but they seem to be authentically themselves when you put the camera on them. And because they're so comfortable with who they are, I think it helps them lead. Yeah, I love that about Joe Burrow. And Josh Allen, I think, is also. I think Josh Allen is a straightforward dude. well, listen, he had certain things in his past that he owned up to.
Yeah. Also, Key, you know, you talk about Ken Dorsey. I do wonder how much involved Diggs will be tonight, considering the last time they played against Ramsey, he only had four catches, right, for 49 yards. So, like, those personal matchups.
Is that on Ramsey or was that – I mean, I don't know. Where was Ramsey at? Ramsey was with who? Jacksonville at the time?
Think so, yeah.
So, you know, you don't know if he was covering him, shadowing him, or if it was zone. I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah. I'm just talking about when narratives start floating out there. Sometimes as players, regardless of whether things are real or not, you see things, you hear things, you look forward to certain matchups in the game.
Quick, who would you rather have, Jay? Stafford or Josh Allen?
I'd rather have Josh Allen.
Who would you rather have, Key? Stafford or Josh Allen? For this year?
See, you asking me a tough question.
It is a tough question because Josh Allen, to me.
Who's calling the plays?
But you feel better about him. He's younger. He can run the whole thing. Stafford
just
won the Super Bowl.
Who's calling the plays, though?
The guys who are calling their plays. But Josh Stafford just came back on Tom Brady. He answered every bell.
I understand all that.
If Sean McVay is calling the plays, I'd rather have Josh Allen. If Sean McVay's calling,
you know,
the
in other words, if Sean McVay's calling the plays for Josh Allen, you're saying,
yeah, I'd rather, yeah. I'm, of course,
but he's not. He's calling them for Stafford. So who you rather have?
I'd probably rather have Stafford.
Which team has a better chance of reaching the Super Bowl, the Bills or the Rams? Enough with all the talk. We will head to the gutter and predict the last place teams for each division. Last place teams for each division.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, or Max? Or Max and Max. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. I don't think it's an either or, Jay. I think it's all of us. On ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. Okay, Shannon, take it away.
All right, yeah, let's get into some Take It or Shake It. We've shown a lot of love to the Buffalo Bills and Los Angeles Rams, two of the better teams in the NFL. That's all well and good. But now it's time to go to the muck. Time to go to the gutter. Let's look at some teams that we think may finish last in their respective divisions. We will start in the NFC East, all right? I'll give you a team. You got to tell me whether or not you're going to take it or shake it that they will finish last in that division. NFC East, Washington Commanders. Right now, they're at plus 675 to win their division. The favorite in the NFC East, Philadelphia Eagles, at plus 130. Key, take it or shake it. Washington Commanders finishing last in the NFC East.
Shake it.
Let's go.
All right, whatever.
Shake it.
The NFC East, Washington Commanders will not finish last. It will be the New York Giants that will finish last. I think the Commanders probably finished in third place.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that Commanders defense bounces back. I do like Carson Wentz throughout the regular season. I like Carson Wentz more than I like Daniel Jones. Can't believe I'm saying that out loud. And I still think the Giants are still trying to figure out about, you know, the structure of this team moving forward.
I would actually take it, except Ron Rivera is a proven coach who's one of those – he's not like Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh, but his teams compete, and they usually don't have bad records, you know? Ron Rivera is like one of those head coaches that who you don't see him with like two wins on a season. So I'm going to shake it, but, man, I want to take it because Carson Wentz, man, he's just not it.
All right, let's head to the NFC North. Take it or shake it, Key. Minnesota Vikings to finish last in the NFC North. The Vikings are plus 250 to win the division. Green Bay Packers, no surprise there, minus 170 as the favorites in the NFC North. So once again, Minnesota Vikings, take it or shake it, to finish last in the NFC North.
Shake it.
Yeah,
I don't think Minnesota will finish last. That's probably going to go to Chicago, Detroit. They're going to battle. Minnesota will battle for the second position with Green Bay.
Yeah, I'll go with the Bears to finish last. That's an easy one for me. I think Minnesota might be a surprise team this year.
Yeah, Minnesota last. I figured Minnesota, a lot of people think they're going to challenge for first. I'd shake that all day.
All right, let's head to the South. Carolina Panthers. Take it or shake it, Keith. Carolina Panthers to finish last in the NFC South. Right now, they're at plus 1,100 to win the division, while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the favorites at minus 280. Take it or shake it. Carolina Panthers finish last in the NFC South.
Shake it. I think that goes to the Atlanta Falcons. Carolina will finish in third.
Yeah, I'll shake it. I'll go with Marcus Mariota, Kyle Pitts and company with the Falcons.
Yeah, word. Next.
All right, let's head to the NFC West. Key, Seattle Seahawks listed at plus 2,500, the longest odds in the division to win the NFC West. Take it or shake it, Seattle Seahawks to finish last in the NFC West.
Shake it.
Shake it.
I think the Arizona Cardinals will be the team to finish last in the AFC West. I think too many people are caught up in the quarterback position for Seattle. What Seattle wants to do is do what they did in early Russell Wilson years. They're going to try to repeat that all over again.
All right, good luck with that, Seattle. I'm taking Seattle. There's no way in hell I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals to finish last.
Me neither. Like, I think Seattle's about to find out. Whatever you thought of Russell Wilson, there's a big drop off from Russell Wilson to Geno Smith.
You guys make sure to mark this down on this date at 5:32.
Please mark
West
that
Coast
down.
Time.
Let's do it.
There's been a common theme with you and the Cardinals over the last couple of years. I haven't seen.
Yeah, he's going to get a call from Cardinals radio.
Red Sea, here they come.
Arizona radio is going to be
you
calling.
Hear that,
Keith.
Red Sea? They picked you last. To finish last. Red Sea, keep
no,
picking
not
up in his,
they, me.
You.
Geno
yes.
Smith and Drew Locke will quarterback the Seattle Seahawks. And Pete Carroll's going to go back to running the football and playing defense and this and that. And that's going to be enough to beat.
Okay. I'm just
hot takes go wrong.
Stay out of it.
All right. We'll head to the AFC here. We're playing Take It or Shake It on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Looking at teams that will finish last in their respective division. Let's head to the AFC East. New York Jets.
Yes. Take
yep,
it.
Yep, move
take
on.
It. Take it.
Right, cool. Not even
take
a question.
It.
All right. Matt, take it.
Plus 2,200.
Take it. Yes. Hey, you want enthusiasm? Key, try that again.
Yeah. Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
The Jets will finish dead last.
Yeah, not just last, dead last. We've got to shake it because it's going to be dead last. They're going to finish fifth.
Poor Jets.
All right, well, let's head to the North. AFC North is an interesting one. The Cincinnati Bengals. Listed at plus 160 to win the AFC North. Cincinnati Bengals, take it or shake it for the Bengals to finish last in the division. What do you got, Key?
Go ahead and say it, Key. Go ahead and say it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Go ahead and say it.
I think Pittsburgh finished last in the division. I think they do. But I think Cincinnati finishes third.
So I don't know where Cincinnati will finish, but it won't be last. This will be the first year that Mike Tomlin will not have a 500 or better record.
I think Cleveland's finishing last, and Cincinnati be in the playoffs. I don't think they win the division, but they're going to make the playoffs.
All right,
you got Pittsburgh third.
Yeah.
All right, two more divisions here. AFC South: Jacksonville Jaguars listed at plus 700 to win the AFC South. Take it or shake it, Key. Jacksonville Jaguars to finish last in the AFC South.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Trevor Lawrence. Will show people why he was taken as the number one overall pick. He certainly will rebound from a freshman season messing around with Urban Meyer. Now he has Doug Peterson. The Houston Texans will be the team that finished last.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
All right, last and certainly not least, let's head to the AFC West. Take it or shake it, teams that will finish last in their division. The favorites are the Kansas City Chiefs at plus 175. I'm going to ask you, Keith, Denver Broncos. Take it or shake it. Denver Broncos at plus 275 to finish last in the AFC West. Take it or shake it.
Whew, that division's brutal.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
Metro. Took it.
Go Chiefs.
I think they finished last in the division. Doesn't mean they won't have a winning record. Just means that they'll finish last.
I really want to see all four teams make the playoffs from the AFC West.
So cool.
I want to see it happen for the first time. But I would probably go with the Broncos. Just like I said, yesterday and the day before that, first year head coach.
You're letting Russell Wilson, your buddy, down, Jay. You're letting your buddy down. Come on, man.
Rejection.
You never know.
You letting your buddy wrestle now.
I don't see Kansas City finishing last. I don't see the Raiders with Davante Adams and Derek Carr finishing last. I don't see the Chargers finishing last.
You are letting your buddy down. That's all I'm
sorry,
saying.
I think the Broncos, Chargers, and Raiders could all finish last. I guess if I had to pick one to finish last, I'll take the Broncos because it's Russell Wilson's first year and it's a rookie OC and rookie head coach. So I'll give the Raiders the edge there, I guess. So I'll say take it. That's it. That was take it or shake it. That's it, guys. We took it. We shook it.
That's it.
With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Jason Fitz was very critical of Keyshawn Johnson's commentary about Desmond Ridder. When guys like Fitzy and me are critical, you have to understand with all our NFL experience, he should be very worried about that.
It
was Key's commentary about Desmond Ridder taking over for Marcus Mariota. Key is the shy retiring type, so maybe he doesn't want to respond. Maybe he's intimidated by Fitz. I don't know. Maybe Key will respond, or maybe he won't respond. We'll see if we can get him to respond. Don't be scared to respond, Key. We'll get it out of him.
What's the number? 1-800-WHAT?
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. You should call in. You should call that line, Key, like a caller. And
from your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, guys.
So, Key, you what happened? What did you do last night? You said your day extended past work because you were going where?
Well, yeah, I obviously did our show in the morning. Then I had NFL Live and SportsCenter. Then afterwards, I had USC. I had to go to USC, speak to Jeff Felinger's class. And then from there, as we went into the night, I went by the McKay Center and stuck my head in the coaches' offices to see Lincoln Riley and crew and make sure that they were game planning for Stanford this week. And, they thought they saw a ghost when I walked in the building. You know, because I hadn't been up there since they got hired, and this was the first opportunity, and I think I caught them by surprise. It was 9 o'clock at night. You know, it was one of those deals where they were still in there working, which I was happy to see. That means that they're really putting in the work, last-minute adjustments or whatever they were doing before they head up to Palo Alto. But, yeah, I got a chance to see Lincoln and the boys sitting there game planning and looking at film and whatnot. But they thought they saw a ghost, though, right? I know. I was like, I wonder if they really think I'm getting ready to come up here and tell them, man, you guys are fired.
And what'd you tell them?
Nothing. I wished them luck, though. I was, Lincoln got up out the chair and shook my hand and, just was like, oh, man, we're glad to see you, the whole deal. But it was just interesting because I hadn't been up there. And they were actually up there working, which was a surprise to see at 9 o'clock at night on a on a Wednesday. Before
that why the committee sent you to check in, to spy on them, make sure they're working at 9 p.m.?
No. I was just over there. A couple of friends of mine that I went to school with works in the athletic department, still work for the football program, and we, in close contact. So I wanted to stick my head in there, make them nervous a little bit.
Yes, yeah, get
them to see my face. Let them know that I'm still around.
Key, what the Caleb Williams look like?
I didn't see practice.
Okay.
I didn't see practice. I just saw the coaching staff. Practice was already closed. But they say he looks great. Everybody that I talked to say they like him. They like his ability. They like what he is. It's interesting, though. I was glad to see it because the class that I was speaking to is a broadcasting class, a broadcast journalism class, head up by this professor named Jeff Fellinger. And in the class, we talked about, you know, race in sports and all the different things and the evolution of the black quarterback in the National Football League. And I had the opportunity to talk about Caleb Williams being the first black quarterback at USC as a starter since Rodney Peete. You know, I don't count Curtis Conway as a starting quarterback. I don't count Reggie Perry as a starting quarterback because they move positions. But it's good to see that because for a long time, man, we wasn't fooling with us.
Mm-hmm.
We just wasn't. And it's the facts of the facts.
Feels like it finally got over all the sanctions and everything, got the right coach in there. Things.
But we brought in Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley, you know what's up?
He did it right.
Yep.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
I would say that he is going to take over from Marcus Mariota. They drafted him to be the star quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons moving forward. He was not a first rounder. He was a second rounder.
Keyshawn, this is the hottest of hot takes of all time. Desmond Ridder wasn't selected in the second round. Sorry, Key. He was selected in the third round. They waited all the way until the third round, and they were like, well, damn, he's a pretty good value now. Like, Desmond Ridder was a good value and a what the hell, might as well take a shot pick. He wasn't a future quarterback pick.
Key?
Yeah, what's up?
Don't be bashful.
About?
Jason Fitz criticized your Desmond Ridder commentary. He was taken in the third round, not the second round.
Okay. And
they felt he was value, not that he's the quarterback of any kind of immediate future. How do you respond to these charges?
Oh, Well, first of all, I don't even know who that was talking about. I have no idea who that was trying to correct me on the round. Okay, so he was taken in the third round, not the second round.
Spain and Fitz.
So one
Fitz
round.
From Spain and Fitz.
Doesn't mean he doesn't have a valid point.
Who doesn't have a valid point?
Fitzy.
Jason Fitz.
Because I said second round versus third round?
Oh, we should hear his whole take on it, Max.
Well, we heard it coming in. Let's listen to it again.
I would say that he is going to take over from Marcus Mariota. They drafted him to be the star quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons moving forward. He was not a first rounder. He was a second rounder.
Keyshawn, this is the hottest of hot takes of all time. Desmond Ridder wasn't selected in the second round. Sorry, Key. He was selected in the third round. They waited all the way until the third round, and they were like, well, damn, he's a pretty good value now. Like, Desmond Ridder was a good value and a what the hell, might as well take a shot pick. He wasn't a future quarterback pick.
Oh, he wasn't a future quarterback
pick? Yeah, that's why I want you to hear it again. Yeah, that's he the wasn't? Last line.
Didn't they select him? When they select somebody, you become the future at the quarterback spot. Marcus Mariota's not the future. In fact, the great Peter King the other day just said that Desmond Ridder, I don't remember exactly what month it was, but Desmond Ridder will probably wind up taking over at some point in time during the season. So I don't. What's the guy's name again?
Jason Fitz.
Jason. Yeah, Jason. Like I don't. What is he talking about? I'm really lost as to what he's talking about. Marcus Mariota is there just to be able to tutor Desmond Ridder from Cincinnati and show him how to be an NFL quarterback for a short period of time before he becomes the full-time starter. Yeah, I don't. Is this individual an Atlanta Falcons fan or
no,
something?
No, he's a Raiders fan. He's a Raiders fan.
Oh, he's a Raiders
yeah,
fan.
Yeah, we're just digging deep
I'm
into the
sure
Falcons.
I'm sure you've talked to Fitz probably 15 times.
He's done this show with Fitz. Actually, let's listen to the whole sound.
In fact, I think you grew up with Fitz, and he's your best friend.
Key, I want you to hear Jason in his entirety. Let's check out the whole sound.
Yeah, I don't know the guy.
Play it, guys.
Keyshawn, this is the hottest of hot takes of all time. and there's a couple of reasons why. Number one, Desmond Ridder wasn't selected in the second round. Sorry, Key. He was selected in the third round. He was, I think, the 10th overall pick in the third round. In a year where there wasn't much that was known at quarterback, they waited all the way until the third round, and they were like, well, damn, he's a pretty good value now. Like, there's a difference between we got our guy, we know we need a quarterback. If you truly believe that the franchise quarterback is sitting out there for you, you don't wait and let every team pick not once but twice, and some teams get a third one off the board before you take him. Desmond Ridder was a good value and a what the hell, might as well take a shot pick. He wasn't a future quarterback pick. So there's no reason to think, barring injury, that Marcus Mariota won't start throughout the entire year. And I am doubling down on that all day. This is one of Key's worst takes.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think – did the guy play? I mean, I don't know who he is. I mean, he has I'm sorry to say it.
He didn't play.
Yeah, but to me, I mean, you're telling me that – he's telling me that it was a value pick. Of course it was a value pick. Teams pass on guys all the time. Tom Brady went in the sixth round. It's a value pick, okay? That's what it is. Dak Prescott right. went in the fourth round. That's what teams don't have to reach for you if you fall to them and you fall right in their lap.
Right, you know what?
Why would I reach up to get you?
That is the volley. It's the ball's in your court, Fitzy. Dak Prescott taken in the fourth round. What about that? We'll keep this going. Adam in Tampa, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
I have no idea who the guy is. I wish I knew.
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. Good morning. Key, what's I called you yesterday about, you being a Rams fan and stuff like that. Listen, man, I got number love for you, brother. You know what I mean?
I'm not a Ram fan.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just showing you some love, man. That's all, man. You know, I like the trash talk. I know you're not a Rams fan. I just wanted to wrap things up, man. But I hope tonight's a good game, man.
So why you try to pin me up against the wall as a Ram fan?
Well, rile you up, get you going.
No, that's
well, last year, last year you had your pom poms on, and that was cool, man. You from LA? You know, I heard.
No, that's not true, man. Not a pom pom guy for the Rams. Well, I don't give a damn about the Rams.
I'm just showing you love, man. You know what I mean? I love your content, man. I respect you. I respect you as a player.
And
I grew up.
And what's your team? What's your team?
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a New York Giants fan.
Oh, you're a Giants fan.
Good man right there. That's a good man.
Yeah.
Giants
Thanks,
have
Matt.
Done some things.
Hey, Jay, Matt, Key, love you all, man. You guys, brother. You guys are definitely amazing.
All right, that's brother.
He's right.
Go
he's
G-Man.
Right on the Giants. He's right on us that's being right. amazing. This guy just made a lot of sense.
I love people when they hear what they want to hear, though. Like I'm not a Rams fan. I don't give a damn about the Rams.
Well, Key, I've noticed that other people are. I think you might like the Rams more than you realize.
Yeah. No, I don't. I actually like Sean McVay and Les Snead. I don't really care
about
the Rams.
But that's the Rams, man. That's the Rams. They won the Super Bowl. They came to LA.
I like them as people. I don't care about the team. I'm not a Rams fan. Sorry, I don't mean to disappoint
anybody.
They're
from L.A. at this point. They're originally from L.A. Seems they're like in L.A.
All,
again.
It's all kind of
I don't own anything. I don't own anything that says Rams. Denial Zero, zilch. First, yeah. Nothing, nada.
First.
Yeah.
First step.
What's that?
He's going through denial.
Should
right
we
now.
Get him a Rams jersey or something? Who? What player? Aaron Donald? Who would you want from the Rams? Yeah. If you had to get a Rams
AD,
jersey.
Yeah. Cooper Cup.
Key,
had to get a Rams jersey?
Yeah.
I'd get Shaq Harris.
Okay. Shaq Harris jersey.
See, Rams fan.
No, Shaq Harris fan.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Guys, it's a big game tonight, right?
Who's this Jason Fitz guy?
I need to Google him. Oh, this is such a great matchup to start the season. Probably the best matchup you could make. How big is tonight's game for Josh Allen? We are right back.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.